In part four of this interview series, Christine James talks with Colonel Dave Gavigan, a terrorism expert, who has also consulted with numerous organizations, including schools, regarding threat assessment. Gavigan says parents and teachers have important roles in making sure their schools are safe.
Kids have to be prepared mentally and physically to be ready for many different kinds of circumstances in school and outside of school. What happens in school and out in the world often begins at home.
55% of high school schoolers were emotionally abused by an adult during a lockdown. You know, we often think about abusing kids. We don't think about the emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, yelling at your kid all the time. You know, these are kids. All too often we found out that parents who were abusing their kids were abused as kids. Your parents are your friends. They're not the enemy. Be able to tell them who you're with and where you're going. Don't be afraid. We tell them, make sure that when you're interacting with law enforcement, that you treat them with respect, and they will treat you with respect. I think a lot of kids feel, well, if I get stopped, as an example, you know, I'm going to be in big trouble. We tell them, no, you're not in trouble if you're not doing anything. Maybe you've taken a wrong, you haven't put a blinker on. Maybe you've gone through a light that you didn't see. But treat people with respect, and they'll treat you with respect. The other thing that I'm seeing today is the shooters are coming well prepared. Body armor, high-powered weapons. So we've got to take a look at where are they getting this stuff, how are they getting it. A lot of this, I just can't understand. I had a teacher, Kevin McAuliffe, my neighborhood, said to me the other day, Dave, how can a kid go in and buy two AR-15s within a few days of each other? Isn't that a red flag? It should have been a red flag. Mm-hmm. So we've got to do a better job of there's the whole gun thing out there. Again, people have guns. You'll never get them back. They're out there. Now we're looking at ghost guns. No serial numbers. People are making guns.
The 3D printers.
With the printers, right.
Right. Gavigan says one of the best things school can do is have good plans in place for different scenarios. He says in the past, that was not always the case. Do you have any websites or final words that you give to people or want people to know about how to keep themselves safe, how to keep their kids safe?
Well, I always say, if you've got a computer and you've got a search engine and you're looking for school safety, put school safety in and see how many, you'll get thousands of things that will come up, okay? But the best thing, I train school management, incident command teams for schools. Now, incident command is what we teach police officers when they have a bad incident. When we have a bad incident in school, an example, I had a fatal bus accident at Silver Lake. Person stole a car in Brockton, drove down 27, hit a school bus head-on. Driver was killed, and had about 35 to 40 kids that went to the hospital. Everybody went up to the where the accident was. I just happened that day, I said, where could I be the most help? I grabbed the student list and went to the hospital, started calling parents to tell them that their kids were in an accident. And I stayed there. At that time, the hospital said, we're not going to treat them unless somebody signs. And I said, I'll do it in local parenta. Now, whether it was legal or not, I had to get the kids treated. I just think that when I teach incident command for schools to the administrators, they put a team together. I get the head custodian, the librarian, somebody from the cafeteria, mm-hmm. the school nurse, assistant principals, so 7 or 8 people. And when they have a major incident, they've had training on what to do.
Christine James, WATD News.
And the entire interview with Colonel Dave Gavigan can be found on our website, 959WATD.com.